Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw, Relationship Radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Thursday evening from 11 p.m. until 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my wonderful co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Sadie, we are back in full effect. We're here. We're doing our thing. Tonight's topic is When Real Got Raw. And before we get into the topic tonight, I just want to welcome everybody who's listening live, as well as those who will be listening via archive. Sadie, I checked our stats tonight, and guess what? We are almost at 7,000 listens of Real, Relevant, and Raw. We are in the house tonight.
Making it happen.
Yo, we're making it happen. Listen, everybody and anybody, if you want to call in, our guest calling number is 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Tonight, listeners, Sadie and I are going to keep it real. We're going to keep it honest. We're going to keep it candid. We're talking about when Real got raw, and as we post it on our page, we are not ashamed to admit it. Our partnership almost ended. We're going to talk about what happened tonight. We're going to talk about what made us decide to keep the show, to continue doing it, and I'm glad we're back. Sadie, I'm glad to partner with you in the show. And we're also going to talk about what you can learn about partnership and relationship by what Sadie and I went through. So, Sadie, why don't we do this? Why don't we go to a song, and then once we play the song, come on back and let's talk to our people. Is that all right?
That sounds good to me.
Can't Hold Us by Macklemore. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Get up, first shot, hip strut walking, little bit of humble, little bit of cautious, somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on, let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back crushed shit. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands.
I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Time to go off, gone. Deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now, sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll
can't hold us, and you are listening right now to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio, where we keep it real, relevant, and always raw. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Sadie, tonight, or should I say this morning, we were talking on the phone, and there's something that you mentioned with respect to why we call our show Real, Relevant, and Raw. Would you mind repeating that for our listening audience? Because I think in doing that, you're going to give them an idea, a real insight into why we do what we do, and then we're going to segue into our topic for tonight.
We call our show Real, Relevant, and Raw because you may have heard topics that we discuss here on our show, discuss several times other places, but the difference is when the topic makes it to this show, we keep it very real. We're very relevant to the topic as to what about the topic is important. But most importantly, we dissect the topic down to the last component. No more minimizing the topic. There's nothing left to discuss about it after it's discussed on Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio.
You know, Sadie, we leave no stone unturned, and it's like eating chicken. We don't leave any meat on the bone. We get all the meat off the bone, and I think that's a good way to segue into our topic for tonight, where real got raw, because we went through a situation that could have spelled the end of Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio. And we want to be completely candid with our listeners tonight and talk about what happened. So what happened? Say it in your mind, what happened?
Before we begin, I think we should play that song, It Wasn't Me.
Well, I tell you what, why don't I play Miguel, How Many Drinks? I'm gonna load that up right now, and we'll play Miguel, How Many Drinks, because, you know, maybe it took a few drinks for us to realize what happened, and that we really want to make this change. Everybody, look, we're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to go to another song. We got about 20 songs in the queue, so we definitely have enough songs. We have enough time to talk. We're going to our next song, How Many Drinks, by Miguel. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Watching you take heaven's nation to give. once, right? I mean,
that was how many drinks?
One and forever, anyway.
How many drinks by Miguel? You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight's topic is when real got raw. And listening on this, I want to tell you that what you're about to hear is unrehearsed. It's in the moment. It's Sadie and I talking about what happened and helping you to maintain your partnerships and your relationships.
All right, Michael, so I guess it's time that I just do what I do.
Do what you do.
Set it off. So
it
I'm going to start off by saying I just saw something not too long ago, and it says there's three types of people that
mm-hmm.
tell the truth. There's kids, drunk people, and anyone who's pissed the fuck off. I'm not a child, I'm not a drunk person, and I'm not pissed off. But I am very grateful that we decided to continue forth in our partnership. And I also have one other saying I'd like to share with our audience, and it goes like this. You can learn great things from your mistakes when you aren't busy denying them. So, I'm going to do
like
what
that.
I do, and I'm going to set it off by saying,
set it off,
people, now. One of the reasons that I can say what I contributed to Michael and my partnership almost ending is that I allowed my ego to take over in some things and try to be the boss, of course. And when Michael recognized that my ego was present, he allowed his ego to be present. And do you guys know what egos do?
They clash.
Clash, crash, and bash.
And burn. They do, you know, and again, you know, listening audience, we didn't rehearse this, so we're in the moment. And for me, it was a misunderstanding driven by miscommunication. Now, and what do I mean by that? Number one, and this was what I contributed to the problem. It was a lack of full communication. Sadie and I talk on a regular basis via telephone, right? I have to admit, and then we'll get into some of the details. And you know what? Sadie's perspective may be similar to mine in some respects and different, and you got to hear it because this is how people work things out, right? They say there are two sides to every story. One side, the first side, the second side, and the truth, right? I stopped calling, and I resorted to texting. Now, we do text each other, but our primary means of communication is the telephone. And I got to tell you something, everybody. Text can be easily misinterpreted. It's not easy to read or to hear, better word, and ascertain what the emotional content of the text is. So it is easily misinterpreted. So that's part of what I contributed. Did I start calling? Matter of fact, I refuse to talk.
Mike, you want to talk? Nah, I don't want to do that.
Nah, because you can't be screaming on me in no text and expect me to call you. So I'm not going to call you.
Nah, I'm good.
And now let me tell you what started it off. It was a power outage in my complex. Right, Sadie?
Rewind a little bit further back, hon.
All right, let's go. See, and this is good, Mr. Jordan, because we got to define the origin. when you're in the midst of a partnership, whether it's a business partnership, a nonprofit partnership, philanthropic, or a relationship, you gotta get back to the origin. So, say, let's rewind. Go ahead.
Rewind.
Rewind.
Okay, so you say it started at the text message scenarios?
I think it started for me, I guess when the bubble burst was with the power outage.
Yeah, the bubble burst of the power outage, but, you know, the combustions were accumulating beneath the explosion prior to that.
All right, well, let's talk about it all.
So I would say it probably all started right before the Illmatic party that took place at my house.
Mm.
So right around then.
Okay. And I had a personal situation that occurred that prohibited me from attending Sadie's party, the birthday party, which I understand was off the hook.
A little bit too much.
And I sent a text to let Sadie know that I would not be able to attend the party because of the personal situation that I was dealing with. And I guess in retrospect, I should have called. So.
No.
No. Okay, all right.
No, that wasn't it.
All right.
So Michael sent a text message saying he couldn't make the party because he had some things he had to attend to. Completely understood, fine. But in the text message, he explained that he would call and update me on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's the end part. I'm going to highlight that in red. I will call and update you on Monday.
Now, listening audience, watch this. To the best of my knowledge, this was either Monday, Tuesday, the subsequent week. I did call. I didn't meet Sadie. And then we kind of fast-forwarded Sadie to what? The Thursday of the show. And that's when we had the power outage, right? That's when I had the power outage. Now, what was bubbling beneath the surface in your mind?
Well, we normally have, like, Monday morning, Tuesday morning update calls. Even if, you know, just to go over what we believe, what the topic is going to be. No. It was the second call after that. It was the second call after the party. So that Thursday, we were good. We went on air. And we normally post the topic Monday or Tuesday night. We didn't post the topic till, like, Wednesday night or maybe even Thursday. You texted to me, remember?
Okay.
You texted to me, and then I posted it. We went on air. I believe the show was, we did good. I think that was the last one that got the most hits, was it?
Yeah, we did the download show, and that was probably before the birthday party, I think. It's to the best of my knowledge.
Okay.
Matter of fact, listening audience, we have over 2,000 listens of our show on open relationships. So we want to thank everyone for listening to that. It really encouraged us, and really we hope the information was helpful to you, and we hope that the topic was entertaining. So back to when Neil got raw.
Okay, so bottom line, there was a time period of maybe a week and a half to 2 weeks where there was lack of communication between the two of us. Michael had reached out to me. FYI to some of you, if you're calling people, texting people, and you're not getting responses, I'm hearing this throughout my company, I'm hearing this throughout my family. Some things are getting lost in the sauce right now. I never had a missed call or anything from Michael. Michael sent me a message in a form of celebrating the fact that the show had hit about 5,000 some change listeners at that time, and people, we've only been going since February. So Michael says, I never reply back. I saw that text. I remember having a great smile on my face and replying back saying something. I don't remember what. But either way, we're both sitting on opposite ends saying, where's my partner and why is my partner unresponsive lately? Is that correct, Michael?
That's correct. And, see, Real Relevant Raw family, the mistake I made, now, let me say this before I say the mistake I made. 2 weeks ago, I would not have admitted any mistakes because my ego was in full force. let me just say that, right? But here we are doing the show. Here we are having communicated, having understood what happened. The mistake I made was that I think I misinterpreted some of Sadie's text, and I felt like she was screaming at me on the text, and then my ego rose up. Yeah.
You're not the first, Michael.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know, listen, you want me to do something? don't scream at me. Don't demand me, because that's my, you know what I'm saying? I'm an alpha male, and I'm a Leo, and, you know, I don't know how many of you know Leos. Leos can be egotistical. And so I'm like, no, I ain't calling you. Now, was that mature? Absolutely not. Was that where I was at the time? Absolutely.
So, Michael, after a while, I got kind of irritable with the whole scenario. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, listen, I said. And I'm aggressive. I'm aggressive in everything I do. I'm aggressive with the way I eat my food. Aggression, look it up. You'll see me in a dictionary. And I'm just like, listen, it's apparent to me that you don't want to do this show anymore. So I'm gonna help you make a decision and whatever I said and give you your out. And he replies back to the text. This is all over text message. He replies back to the text message and says, not so. And exactly. I proceed forth in telling him it is so based on
Go ahead, Sadie. Go ahead. This is good. This is good.
And I tell him it is so. Based on your behavior and your actions, I'm basically telling you may not know it, but I know it, and I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to educate you, Mike, on your lack of self-awareness. You really don't want to do this show. So I'm going to enable you not to do this show that you know you don't want to do, but you're not willing to admit that you don't want to do it.
I'm like, we haven't even posted a topic. We're behind on this. We haven't had a meeting in about 2 weeks, and he's really laid back and nonchalant about the whole thing and says, I'll call you tomorrow after 6.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that set.
What? I just said all that I said, and you said you're going to call me tomorrow after 6 o'clock?
Son of a bitch.
That's right. Delaying the topic one more day from getting posted to Facebook? I got to wait. I can't approve these things by myself. Mind your agreement is we come up with this stuff together. So I don't think of a topic like I'm going to put it on Facebook. I can't put it on Facebook till I send Michael the topic and Michael says, or vice versa. Michael comes up with a topic. He's like, oh, you know, I got to wait. He texts it to me, email it to me, whatever. And I'm like, that sounds good. Or, you know, Michael will say, let's talk. Like Dickmatize. I think I had another name for it. And once I sent it, I sent the title to Michael, he's like, you know what, Sadie, I think I can brainstorm on that a little bit and come up with something else. And I'm glad I waited because he came up with Dickmatize. So just to say, as partners, we make all decisions together. For you married people, you might need to do more of that. And we don't make decisions without each other. So I'm waiting to post a topic, and now you're going to tell me I got to wait another 24 hours and the show's Thursday? Oh, I'm livid. So we'll tell you what I did when I was super pissed. Explosion time after we come back from a song. Can we go to a song, Michael?
Yeah. So you know what? I'm gonna slow it down a little bit. Matter of fact, you know, I'm gonna do Macklemore Thrift Shop. Then we got some. We're gonna kick it back up a little bit. I like Macklemore. He's pretty good. Thrift Shop, Macklemore. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. Our topic tonight is when real got raw.
Hey, Macklemore. Can we go thrift shopping?
But it was 99 cents. Copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy scamming. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain. Whoa. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I have his hand me down? Thank you. Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game, hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneaker heads would be like,
he got the Velcro. I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome. I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Whoa. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the. I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Whoa. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that.
Whoa.
The built-in onesie with the socks on them.
Whoa.
I hit the party and they stop in that.
Whoa.
They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant. I call that getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by business. Whoa. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella. Whoa. Don't eat, gang. Come take a look through my telescope. Trying to get girls from a brand, man, you hella. Whoa. Won't. Man, you hella won't.
Goodwill,
keep
popping tags.
Yeah. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big air coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes.
Damn right.
I look incredible.
Hey, come on, man.
I'm in this big air coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?
That was Thrift Shop by Macklemore, and you are tuned in to Real Relevant and Raw Radio, Relationship Radio at its best. We're broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio until midnight tonight, and I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And tonight we're talking about when real got raw. We're talking about in the moment, unrehearsed. Reality radio about a conflict that Sadie and I had that threatened to destroy the partnership and in so doing end the show. And obviously we worked it out because we're here enjoying broadcasting tonight. And as I said before the last break, it was a misunderstanding driven by miscommunication, a lack of full communication. I admitted that. Our method was, our way of communicating primarily was by telephone, and I stopped that.
And the presence of, and allowing our egos to be in the forefront.
Exactly. It was a clash of egos, you know, and I didn't say this to Sadie when we had our conversation. I'm going to tell you what changed my mind about it, because I'll be honest, I was really contemplating letting the partnership go and letting the show die. And we worked very hard, and it's ironic because it, at that moment we were probably over 6,000 listens of the show. And again, we're almost at 7,000. So within a couple of days, we've had several hundred more listeners to our last show about open relationships. And Sadie, I didn't mention this to you, but what changed my mind about it is when you said, Mike, I would rather you do it by yourself than the show to die. And at that moment, I didn't expect you to say that. It kind of got past my defenses. And listening audience, if you're in a partnership right now, business partnership or other partnership, or if you're in a relationship, there comes a point where you've got to disengage from your ego. And that did it for me. And then Sadie called me, and for like a nanosecond, I was going to let the call go to voicemail, but I said, you know what, Mike, can't do this, bro. Take the call. And, you know, for me, that was the beginning. And you know, things got a little intense, but we were able to communicate. We were able to work things out. And we're back. So we're here.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So, you know, basically before we went to a show break song, we were discussing what happened next and how the partnership actually ended, because it did end.
It did end.
And so basically when I have a few friends who are in the legal field and some very, very close family members, and every single one of them begs me to be an attorney. Okay, but I just can't, and I'm not going to go into why, because I don't want to insult anyone on air. But lawyer in me, no. But they beg me to, because I'm really good at confessions. and if you don't give me one, I will take one. So Michael eventually says over text, yes, I'm out. But it was after forced interrogation over text, which, if any of you know me, I used to be in a criminal justice field, and I was the person who would come in and get a confession from you. I would break you down until I got a confession. And that doesn't help in my personal life these days, but I forced Michael into it until he finally said yes. And I said, thank you.
Yep.
And I dusted my hands off and said, I knew it. I walked away, and here's one other interference. Outside interferences. I have several successful professional individuals in my life that when I sit them down and I've interviewed them in the past and I ask them, you know, how did you get to where you are? You know, what was your decision-making process so that I can imitate it and teach others to imitate it? That, I mean, you had a dream and you made it there. Surpassed your dream. How did you do it? And they say, Sadie, you know what? You have to think about what it is you want to do. And when you come to a crossroad, you always have to go with your gut feeling. Always go with your gut feeling. Well, yes, as your relationship coach, I didn't go with my gut feeling. I kind of went with lots of outside interference with others who were telling me, it's obvious, Sadie. The writing's on the wall, Sadie. Don't you see it, Sadie? I said, okay, you're right. Okay. But long story short, I ended the partnership. I went online and changed passwords so that Michael couldn't longer access the account. And I started working with other individuals to try to figure out in which direction I was going to now take the show. And I just kind of fell back and immediately went into programming mode, where basically I had a plane and I now needed to fly it in a different direction and take it in a direction where my passengers didn't feel a bump. Okay? And I'm working to try to figure that out. And then one day I saw a post on Michael's Facebook, and I said to myself, damn, I forgot to delete him. Come on, guys, we're just being honest here. And I was
right,
like,
right.
Damn, I forgot to delete him, you know.
So I found out, right? I found out. I said, what the hell? I said, what the hell is this? Another show? What? So I immediately, I just sent you a text like, yo, I understand you still doing the show. Good luck. But now this is what I want you to do. Delete all the songs and, you know, change the name and change the concept. I do not, this is when my ego was in full, it was on full blast. Like, I do not give you permission to do the show.
No, 7:30 in the morning. I barely woke up. And there's a text. You will take this down. You will do, I said, damn, another divorce? Shit. I think I call myself not doing this again, and I'm going to another
Yeah. See, you know, so, but now listen, everybody, doesn't this take partnership out of this, right? Just for a minute. Doesn't it sound like it could easily be two people in a relationship? Easily. Misunderstanding, miscommunication, ego getting in the way, you know, back and forth, being vindictive, being angry, right? Fade, in your mind, what changed to bring us to where we are now? For me, it was you saying, Mike, I'd rather you do the show by yourself than for it to die. That, I'm going to tell you, that changed it for me, because in that, I saw the person that I had known all along.
Yeah, because basically when you allow the ego to come to the forefront, the ego pushes you back, because the ego remembers every disappointment that you suffer. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what, if you'd let me in before instead of being you, then this wouldn't have happened. So you can't, when the ego pushes forward, Sadie does go away, Michael does go away. Mm-hmm. And this brutal, cold person comes to the forefront. It's the person to protect you from ever failing again. And they're harsh. So basically what made my ego calm down and allow Sadie to come to the forefront is your Facebook post. That's why I said to myself, damn, I meant to delete him. You know, you know, so you can remain hard, you know, because I roll hard.
Right.
And your Facebook post was just saying how disappointed you were that, you know, the show didn't work and that you were going to revamp and that, you know, you'd make it because you always do, but, you know, you were disappointed. I'm like, why the hell is he disappointed? He didn't want to be part of this anymore.
Wow, yeah.
So it was like, that was the wake-up for me, like, oh, he does give a shit about the show, you know? But I think one of my biggest issues is I fail to realize everyone doesn't have my same aggression or passion. And I think that's what you felt when I made that statement. Or if they do have my same aggression and passion, they demonstrate it in different ways. And to me, the way you were reacting to my passion for the show at, you know, in that 2-week period was just like, okay, we don't share the same passion for the show anymore. And then also, I witnessed that whenever people, you got to be very careful of behavioral changes, because that's how we don't, you know, communication between two human beings is, don't quote me, but 52 and 58% body language. So regardless of what you say, if you're acting or you change your behavior, that's the loudest and strongest form of communication between you and that person. So even though Michael said over the text message, no, that's not true, I do still want to continue the show, the response that I'll call you tomorrow after 6 p.m. and we still, you know, we still have to post topic.
Mm-hmm.
The body language said something else, and I normally go with body language. Okay? And body language cues weren't too off, because Michael later told me that he was kind of focused on something else, but he was still interested in the show, and that is okay that he was focused on something else. But the conclusion that we kind of drew to was that it just could have been communicated. But again, it was my aggression that caused things to go to the next level, because, like I said a little while ago, people, if you look at something, everyone's always going to have a different perspective. There's several different perspectives. Well, sometimes your strength, if looked at from a different perspective, can also be considered weakness. And when I say that in a sense, I say it like this. When we started off really dissecting and getting into what happened with Michael and I's partnership, I said, let me do what I'm good at and set it off. Well, that's what I'm known for. I'm known for setting it off. I'm known for, if you come up with an idea, let's push it, let's make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm known for meeting deadlines. I'm known for making it happen. Well, in this scenario, I set something off that wasn't ready to be blown up. So from another perspective, sometimes setting it off is not always a good thing. So I said that to say, sometimes when you're experiencing a disagreement with someone, or you don't understand someone's body language, or or whatever have you in a scenario, but with another person, you just kind of do not get it anymore. You should stop and try to look at it from at least minimal two perspectives other than the perspective you currently have before making a decision.
I agree. And the thing is, I am also known for being aggressive. I mean, I am an alpha male cubed. And yet, in this situation, I was passive aggressive. And that contributed to the conflict and to the temporary demise of the partnership. And I think both of us came to a point at different times in which we let our egos subside. And we both reconnected to the mission. And that is to provide this relationship content. Regardless of how you configure your relationships, regardless of your attraction to whomever, we want to help you have better relationships. And I think the work is too powerful to let miscommunication and ego stand in the way. And so we both agreed that, you know what, this work that we're doing is too important. This real, relevant, and raw relationship radio work is too important, so we're back. Sadie, I'm going to go to a song real fast, and then let's spend the rest of the show talking to people about how to mend their partnerships, all right?
You got it.
One of my favorite songs, one of my favorite artists, Charlie Wilson. Charlie, last name Wilson. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, see. Yeah, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey, girl. How you doing? My name is Charlie. That's my girlfriend. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Show
you one good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. My name is Charlie.
With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust.
I'm here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Last name Wilson.
I was wondering if I could
take you out. Got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just a one makes it a home. Love don't count me out, cause I'm so all alone.
But here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Call me.
Don't forget my name,
Charlie.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Real Relevant and Raw Radio. We're bringing this show in. We've been flying high, and now we have approached our descent, and we're about to land at the airport. Tonight, we've been talking about the topic when real got raw, and we have been keeping it real. I'm your co-host, Michael T, by the way, along with my wonderful co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
We left no stone unturned. We talked about what happened. We talked about the partnership and the show temporarily dying, ending. We also talked about the reconciliation and the fact that we're back, I think, stronger than ever, more committed than ever to bringing you the best in relationship radio. So, Sadie, I have several things that I think can help people, several items that they can help people in their partnerships or relationships. Why don't you start off? Why don't we give, like, each of us give two? I got about six. We may not get them all by the end of the show. Why don't you talk to our listeners about two things that you think can help them in their partnerships and relationships?
Well, first, I'd like to point out the only difference in a partnership and a relationship is intimacy.
Great.
Okay, and the shared goal. Normally, the shared goal in a relationship is people, mean being a family, and the shared goal in a partnership is more of a place or thing. And so that is what have you. I'd also like to point out, just for some people who may be wondering, Michael and I have no kind of personal affiliation other than a friendship that is starting to spark as a result of being partners. But we do not... we're not involved in any way intimately. So we just need to point that out so that you guys understand that by some of the things we may say. It may sound similar to a relationship, so I just need to clarify for you. So now, some things that I think if you are going through or have went through a scenario similar to mine, Michael, and it's either professional or personal, you have to go with your gut feeling. If you honestly feel as though you made a mistake, you need to call yourself out on it. Turn around and fix it. We make mistakes. That's how we learn. You know, this may sound very, very everyday-ish, what I'm going to say next, but that's how we learn to do everything we know how to do, from eating to walking to crawling to riding a bike. We failed first before getting it right, but the difference is we continue to try. And that is the same thing with your relationship. You may have both fell flat on your face, but the true test is whether or not you're going to try again. And when you do, you reach newer heights of ecstasy and feelings of achievement that losers never reach. So, Michael, I'm going to allow you to go ahead and say whatever you like to say, and we'll come back to me.
Sadie, I like that. And I learned something. Always communicate in the same manner in which you started. Sadie and I started communicating via telephone. You know, we've had face-to-face meetings and all that, but our primary means of communication is telephone. And I stopped doing that. And I stopped doing that because of my ego. Which brings me to the second thing I want to say. Whether partnership or relationship, kill the ego. We all have one. At the same time, if any relationship or partnership is going to survive at some point, and yes, the ego will rear its ugly head. It's a protective device. It's a device, I should say, it's a self-assertive type of device. Understood. If a relationship or partnership is going to heal, you got to kill the ego. You got to put the ego in the back pocket and return to the person that you were.
Sadie, back to you. The ego is good when you're about to give a presentation, when you want to win a sales sales call or sales meeting, when you need to soup yourself up to do something, when you need to believe in yourself, you can call that ego to the front. But when you need to believe in someone else or something else, you need to go with your gut in business and your heart in relationships.
I like that. Which brings me to something.
One other thing I'd like to contribute.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
It's people who are not there and weren't part of it. Keep them out of it.
I love it.
Meaning,
you're right.
Yeah, people who are not there and weren't part of it, keep them out of it. Meaning if we are working on optimization plan, everyone who's part of the meeting can contribute to what should go next. So if there's a third partner, you can call a third partner in and say, listen, you know, how do you feel about some of the things Sadie or how do you feel about some of the things Michael's been doing lately? And then the third partner can say, you know, Michael just doesn't seem interested. Or Sadie, you know what, I kind of feel like he just has other things going on right now and maybe we should just allot him some space and some patience. That person can give they can go with their gut as well. Okay, we're talking about business. Business is your gut. They can go with their gut as well because they're part of the scenario. It's one thing that someone said to me, and they said, you know what? No one else knows what two people have except the two people experiencing it. So, like Michael said, when I said, you know what? Rather than to see Sadie, Michael, Real Relevant, and Raw die, I'll sign over all my rights and you do a show by yourself. That is my passion. That is what caused me to get into this whole trouble in the first place. Okay? So that's my passion for the show. That's my passion for anything I do. I believe in go hard or go home. And I don't like to fail. I'd rather toss the torch to you and have nothing to do with it and smile from the sideline than to fail altogether.
And you know what, Sadie, it brings me to my third point, and that is consider the power of the partnership or relationship. What will it mean if it ends? What will you lose if it ends? What did it mean in the first place? And when Sadie said to me, Mike, I'd rather you do it by yourself rather than have it die, it forced me to come back to the original conversations that Sadie and I had the months of planning. I mean, we made a conscious decision to be in the moment and not to rehearse what we said because we liked the spontaneity, but that was part of the plan, you know what I mean? And so I had to step back and say, you know what, this is what we've done. We've helped people. I mean, on a lighter note, I understand that Dickmatize is all over Facebook right now.
Dickmatize.
Dickmatize.
Oh, Michael, I'm going to chime in. I do know that we have some people who are intentionally listening because they're going through some personal things in their life, meaning more intimate relationships, similar to what we went through with our partnership. And I just like to point out and say this. I'm going to tell you like this. I've been interviewing people about relationships since I was 11 years old. I wanted to become a psychologist. It didn't go that way, and I'm glad it didn't because I'm very happy with what I do now. My grandmother wanted me to be an attorney, forced me to be an attorney. I was on a debating team in high school, did very well at it. But one thing I've always done is been interested in human interaction, and I've interviewed several people that I can think of interviews right now with family members about who they love, okay? And I've heard so many stories about people who've loved someone and they let go too soon because of thinking that it was the best decision. I don't care how I feel, but it's the best decision. Or a family member suggested there was better for them. They could have even married someone else and had a fairly successful marriage, but they always loved that one person. Love is not the end-all, be-all. But love covers all things. And I'm going to tell you like this. You don't want to be that 90-year-old person sitting in a chair who the stories, as I've said, I've heard all too many times, telling your grandkids about Mabel or Gary and how you wish you would have just married Mabel or Gary and you wonder what you'd be doing now if you did. There's too many stories out there. There's too many people who never, ever recover and feel the same way again about that one person they were in love with. So I tell you like this, we're all walking this earth one time. It will never be 11:58 again on June 13th. This is it. You better live your life for you, for no one else, and in love, follow your heart and trust that your ego will help you bounce back if you get hurt. And in business, follow your gut. Do not listen to others. They will not be in that rocking chair when you're brokenhearted. Or when you're lacking in business and finances because you had the opportunity and didn't take advantage.
I like it. And what I have to add to that, Sadie, and so well said, is learn from what happened. I mean, I learned from what happened. And then you got to forget and forgive, or forgive and forget, whatever you want to do first, right? And then finally, you got to get back to business. Go ahead, Sadie.
The turning point for me and Michael, if you need to turn your point, is when I spoke from my heart, he was able to recognize the sincerity.
Exactly. Listen, everybody, you've been listening to Real Relevant and Raw. We kept it real tonight. We opened up the door of our business life together, and we hope that in doing so, you've learned something about partnership and relationships. I'm Michael Teague, your co-host, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And you have been listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Tune in next week for the very best in relationship radio. Have a good night.